Good morning, and thank you for joining us on KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and we are glad to have Josh Murray along. He is with the American Red Cross. And Josh, first of all, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, no, great to speak with you again.
Now, the reason for our talk this morning is an unfortunate one, but the message is pretty simple. Blood donors are needed right now because of an alarming drop in scheduled donations, putting the national blood supply under a little bit of pressure. I guess we can start our conversation there in general. It's not good to have a low blood supply because that leads to people having to make decisions that they don't want to have to make, right?
Right, exactly. It puts the doctors, nurses, you know, people in the emergency rooms in a tough situation if that blood isn't on the shelves. And I will say right now the supply is fine, but we're looking ahead. Look at the next several weeks, and our appointment levels are lower than we're used to seeing at this point. So that's kind of the call there. We want to make sure we don't get into a situation where that supply does drop. Right now we're fine, and probably another week we'll be fine, but as we go into the summer, summer is a busy time anyway for people, and a lot of times we do see a dip in donations because people are busy. They're traveling, they're doing outdoor activities, and they just don't have time to give. And we're seeing that, but maybe even seeing that more this year in that low appointment being made right now.
And I see here it says that scheduled donations account for 90% of all blood donations. And what you mentioned was people are more busy, but it's kind of a two-sided thing here. They're more busy, so they can't donate blood when they normally do. But due to people being so busy in the summer and doing more outdoor activities and things like that, that can bring an increase in severe injuries that cause a need for blood as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. People are traveling more, which means there's more, you know, accidents on the road. There's people out more outdoor activities, which can lead to more injuries. You know, people falls more, whatever it might be that that you might need a blood from. And then just add on to, there are still the regular things that we see all year round. People are still going through cancer treatments, having other surgeries where they need that blood available for them. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, we don't want to make it where somebody needs 2 units of blood, but maybe we can only give one right now because we don't have enough to give you two right now. And we don't want doctors ever to get into a situation where they have to decide who gets it and who maybe doesn't or has to wait. So, yes, it's a tough time of year when, the demand goes up and then the people who are able to give may go down a little bit. Not a good combination.
Certainly not. What are some of the main things that people need to know about making an appointment and maybe even hosting a blood drive of their own with the organization that they're involved in?
Yeah, great two questions. For making an appointment, very easy to make an appointment. You can go to redcrossblood.org. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, which is available on most app stores. When you get to either of those places, you're able to put in your zip code, and it'll pull up all of the blood drives in your area for the next several weeks. And you can find one that's in your area, that works in your schedule, works for your time, make an appointment there. And there are dozens of blood drives going on every day across the area where there's opportunities to give out there, and that'll lay them all out. So you can make your appointment there, and then really just so people know, it's going to take you an hour max from the time you walk in the door to the time you leave. The donation itself really takes about 10 minutes. We've got to get you prepped. We've got to get you, you know, we got to check your blood pressure, things like that, and we're going to have you sit afterwards and have a little snack and a bottle of water just to make sure you got your hydrated and everything before you go. But it's going to take you 45 minutes to an hour. So if you can find that 45 minutes to an hour, that is a huge benefit, especially for those people who need the blood. And then you asked about hosting a blood drive. That's a great thing, too. We always are looking for people to host more blood drives, and especially in the summer, because one thing that we do, we host a lot of blood drives in schools or in colleges, universities. Those obviously aren't in session this summer, so we don't have those during those summer months. So we see a dip in people or in blood drive host during these 2 or 3 months stretch there. So other folks who can host a blood drive, very, very much needed. You can find information on that on redcrossblood.org, what you need to know. We basically just need a space that's big enough to have a handful of donation chairs and some other equipment. We're going to ask for your help and kind of maybe make some connections to help recruit donors there. But we have staff who work with you and make sure it's all the setup's right, the recruiting's all good, the publicity for it is all supported. so we can do more blood drives. So anybody, I mean, churches, community organizations, businesses, anybody can host a blood drive as long as you have a room and a space that can do it.
Well, and I know it's not always the first thing in people's minds when they're going to make a donation to receive something for doing that, but it looks like you've got some special incentives for people if they come in during the month of June on through the 28th regarding some gift cards and an opportunity to get even a bigger one, right?
Right, right. And as you said, a lot of most of our donors aren't doing it to get something out of it, but it's kind of a thank you that we want to provide our donors for coming out. So yes, through the 1st of June to the 28th, everyone who comes in to give will get a $15 e-gift card to a merchant of the choice. So, I mean, I've seen it. It's dozens of options that you can choose from a gift card from a merchant to choose from there. And then you'll be entered to win a chance to win one of two $7,500 gift cards, so $7,500 to spend on something great there. So opportunity to win big, but definitely even the $15 gift card to spend at a restaurant or a local store for everyone who comes to give.
Even $7,500, even with the way gas prices are right now, that's a few tanks of gas even.
You're right. Maybe just a few tanks of gas these days, but you're right. Could come in useful.
Other things that we should talk about going on with the Red Cross, Josh, that you want to let our listeners know about today, besides just making those appointments, that kind of is the main thing, is that it just gives the American Red Cross an idea on how many appointments are going forward and what kind of blood supply they can expect coming in. But what are some other things we maybe haven't talked about people should remember?
Well, you know, speaking about blood donations, and some people might think, oh, you know, I take for medication or I've been and had this health issue, I probably can't give. I always encourage people, and you can go to that website, again, I mentioned redcrossblood.org, and find all the eligibility requirements. In a lot of cases, you may be eligible and you don't realize it, though, and we don't want you to miss that opportunity to give. So I encourage people to check it out. Just because you take a certain medication or maybe you had a treatment here a year ago or something, you may be eligible now. So check that out at redcrossblood.org. And then if you aren't eligible but you still want to help, one thing you can volunteer at a blood drive or in other ways too, but helping at blood drive is something we need too to make sure blood drives operate. So if you're looking like this, man, I can't get blood, but I do want to help. They need help with collecting blood. There are other ways to help, and that's through volunteering. And you can find that too at the website too, how to volunteer, help people, check people in when they get there, help get them some water afterwards, help make sure they're ushered through the process smoothly. That's needed too. We can't put the blood drives on without a couple of volunteers at each of those locations.
And certainly we can all do the old word of mouth as well and continue to talk about blood drives and promote those and let people know that those are going on when we hear about them in our community. Josh, thank you so much for your time today. This is all very good information. And number one message is get in these coming days and get on redcrossblood.org and make an appointment. And the Red Cross will take it from there and have you in good hands.
Great. Yeah, appreciate the opportunity to visit today.
All right, thanks. That was Josh Murray with the American Red Cross. They need some blood donation schedules made. So if you want to do that, go to redcrossblood.org. You can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can head to the Red Cross Blood Donor app to make your appointment.